Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 5th of March. Although Junior was just pipped on the post in last Saturday's feature race at Doncaster, the Grimthorpe Chase, the David Pipe-trained 9-year-old goes to the Grand National on Saturday, the 14th of April, in good form. While last year's Grand National hero, Bala Briggs, limbered up for this year's renewal by finishing 4th in the Premier Chase at Kelso. While racegoers at Doncaster are able to see a selection of horses trained by North Yorkshire-based Ferdy Murphy do some work on the track after racing on Saturday as part of their preparations for next week's Cheltenham Festival. Kalahari King could go for the Ryanair Chase. Last year's festival winner, Divers, is set to go for the Burn Group Plate, ridden by the champion jockey Tony McCoy, who will deputise for the injured Graham Lee. De Botuan is set for the Grand Annual Chase and will be ridden by record-breaking female rider Lucy Alexander. The Hollinwell has the Kim Muir Handicap Chase as his target, while Riguez Dancer could go for the JLT Speciality Handicap Chase. Another possible contender for the Grand Annual Chase is Ultimate, trained at Moulton by Brian Ellison after winning a valuable handicap chase at Doncaster last Saturday. As well as Graham Lee having to miss the Cheltenham Festival because of a pelvic injury, another North Yorkshire-based jockey, Keith Mercer, faces a lengthy spell on the sidelines after breaking a collarbone and fracturing his hand in a fall at Kelso last Saturday. Well, the only meeting in Yorkshire this week takes place at Catterick on Wednesday, the final fixture of Catterick's jumping season. The action at the North Yorkshire track is set to begin at 2:20, seven races altogether, including a hunter chase and a parade of hounds from the local hunts, which will take place during racing. Well, next Monday's podcast will include an in-depth look at the Cheltenham Festival. Enjoy your racing.